in the yeah,
we were allowed to vote to register.
Mm-hmm. Were immigrants, they take a participation in all these elections and stuff? Were they big? Did they make use of their political power, or are they pretty ambivalent towards it?
They were pretty ambivalent.
Ambivalent? What they really didn't care? It was just
no, you voted as you want, pleased. Uh-huh. They didn't take part in that. Mm-hmm.
Did any of the immigrants, did they ever try to run for office, like any political office in Lynch?
I don't remember anybody.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
Most immigrants... went into office. I don't remember which ones.
Mm-hmm. But they could get into office, though?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, they could get... if they were Americanized, mm-hmm. then they'd get the citizenship papers.
Was in Lynch, did people running for office, did they try to cater to the immigrant vote, try to get them to vote for them?
Yeah.
Can you, did they ever promise them anything and say, well,
No.
How would
I was just voting. Mm-hmm. I didn't get into anything like that.
Yeah. Would an immigrant group vote in a specific way, though, because of, they all stick together, like say the Italian immigrants or something like that, would they somehow stick together and all vote in one way, or everybody?
Yeah, I imagine they did.
Did they? Can you think of any reason why they do that? I mean, do they have a certain stances, or what? You know, what reasons why they would stick together?
Don't know. They were that wouldn't help them any with the steel corporation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you first came to Lynch, did the coal company have anything set up to teach like immigrants English for like people who couldn't speak English? How did they teach the people?
They had all kinds of teachers up at school. Mm-hmm.
Well, what special programs did they offer to these immigrants who couldn't speak English? How did they teach them English?
We didn't have to be taught English, and I don't know what they happened to the others.
Because somebody said before that they had special classes.
Yeah.
Can you explain that? Talk about that, special classes?
We had a teacher taught Spanish and Latin and Italian.
Mm-hmm. Was there any other classes? As she was saying, at night classes, they had these classes that when immigrants came in, they could go to these night classes and learn English.
Yeah.
Did the coal company, do you know of, provide anything to make the translation easier for these immigrants or transition?
Yeah.
They have like interpreters
the
there?
The company was very good to them.
How did they treat them? So, because they had that language barrier, how did they overwork that language barrier, though?
They taught them. They had night school.
Mm-hmm. And they do anything else for them? Because what about like if their banking problems or anything like that? Was there anybody there to help them out, help them talk? Somebody there they could translate what they're saying for them?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. The bank was there. Everybody helped everybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know of any like role that the women played? What immigrant women played in such things as like politics or you know unions or strikes or anything like that? How
no woman took in politics or at that time.
You said you were 20 when you got there. Can you describe what it was like being a woman during that time period in Lynch? What was like your daily activities? What did most women do? Or
most women took care of the house and them that was working. I was just there 10 days when I got a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, could most girls find a job there if they weren't going to school and they stayed in Lynch? Could they find a job there?
If they worked in the store and doing housework.
Those are the only two things they can do?
Yeah, there's no other thing they can do.
So where
most
did all the...
Most of people had to leave Lynch when they graduated.
So where did all these people go to? They just go on to higher education or just go somewhere else to find work? Or what did they do when they couldn't find a job in Lynch?
Most of them went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them went to... You had got a good, pretty good education mm-hmm. in Lynch. You were ready to go out in the world.
Yeah, could you talk about that a little bit? Maybe about, I know you said you didn't go to school there because you were too old. But could you talk about the opportunity these girls had for schooling in Lynch?
You had all the opportunities that you had in a city, and mm-hmm. you took advantage of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there was expectations of the ladies in Lynch or girls in Lynch? Like, what were they supposed to do around the house? What were they supposed to do around the house, and what were their expectations of them?
Help their mothers.
Mm-hmm. What ways would you do that? She said. How would you do that?
Help to clean the house, and we got breakfast for the boys in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Was there the expectations that were on the immigrant girls, were they any different than the expectations of American girls? What differences could you see between the American girls and the immigrant girls in lifestyles, the way they acted?
There wasn't very many American girls in our town. We were all foreigners.
Mm-hmm. But a few that were there, could you see any difference in attitudes? Could you explain that?
Yeah. The American girls didn't want to work too much.
Mm-hmm. Did they take advantage of their educational opportunities like the immigrant girls did?
They all got a good education.
Mm-hmm.
They were all anxious to get a good education, get out of the Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't stay in Lynch after you were educated. You graduated from high school.
Mm-hmm.
There was no jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, what role did immigrant women take in the church? What did they do in church? Was the church a big focus point for females in the Lynch?
Yeah.